Hello, my name is Mary, and I'm calling for an opinion research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Armando?
Sure.
Hi, sir. Do you have a few minutes to help me out with the survey?
How long is the survey?
Like 5 minutes, sir.
5 minutes, okay.
Thank you so much, sir. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the ground track?
I don't know what you mean by that. I don't know how to answer that.
Okay. We can move to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies south of South River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer this area as a Lavin. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again?
No, 11. It's fine.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me see. The next question is that is what year were you born, sir? I'm sorry.
1978.
Thank you so much. And the next question says, are you or is anyone in your household or of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Is that you or your or a household member, sir?
Both.
Thank you so much. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
It's fair going on the poor. Got a homeless population needs to get help.
Uh-huh. So you can tell me, poor, just fair, good, or excellent? What do you think?
Fair.
Just fair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. The first, say, better public transportation options?
Three.
Thank you so much. And better street and road maintenance?
Four.
Thank you so much. And more dining and entertainment options?
Three.
Thank you so much. More good-paying jobs?
4.
Thank you. And more parks and recreational opportunities?
4.
Thank you. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
3.
Thank you so much. And more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
3.
Thank you so much, sir. The next question, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you so much. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavin?
Too few?
Okay, thank you so much. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavin?
Too few.
Okay, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Lavin. Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in London?
Does that include Costco?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so you say yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in London?
Yes.
That will be a strongly yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in London?
Somewhat yes.
Okay, and would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in London?
No.
Thank you so much. And would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals in London?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. We are in the 57% of the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your time. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in London?
Costco. I think we need a Costco. We definitely need a Costco.
Okay.
Some of the bigger, things, definitely a Costco, maybe like a Dick's Sporting Goods, similar to what's in, on the Ahwatukee Chandler side, like IKEA, I wouldn't mind seeing an IKEA over here.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And the next question, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in London? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I haven't been in the market for a home in about 15 years. So I don't know.
Okay, no problem, sir. Thank you so much. And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in London? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Not a problem at all. I think with what the new stuff that's coming up is cool, but I don't know if we can have any more.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I don't know if we have enough water.
Okay, no problem, sir. We can move to the next question. And it says, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in London. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors in London?
Sure.
And will be yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums in London?
No, strongly no.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in London?
No.
Okay, strongly thank you so much. Okay, and would you like to see more single family detached homes in London?
Sure, yes.
That will be strongly
somewhat,
yes or
somewhat.
Okay. Thank
somewhat.
You so much, sir. And how long have you lived in Phoenix, sir?
23 years, maybe.
Okay. Thank you so much.
24 years.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Now I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in London. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first proposal is change zoning law to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Are you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
strongly opposed.
Thank you so much. And the second says, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Okay, thank you. And report post or replace parking lots with new housing. Are you strongly favored, somewhat favored, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
You said parking lots?
Yeah, report post or replace parking lots with new housing.
No, opposed.
Okay, you can say somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. And repurpose or replace empty store and commercial properties with new housing?
Okay, somewhat okay.
You can say somewhat favor or strongly favor?
And repurpose it for what?
Yeah, repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Yes, somewhat, yeah.
Okay, and change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, thank you so much. And change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you so much, sir. We are in the 91% of the survey right now. I appreciate your time so much. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, sir. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Associate's degree.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25,000 to 50,000, 50,000 to 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, 100,000 to 125,000, or more than 125,000?
More than 120.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Oh, Armando.
You say Armando?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. This concludes our survey, Armando. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important to us, and you may have a wonderful night, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.